Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It is about 18 minutes before the top of the hour of 7 o'clock, 61 degrees. Glad to have you with us here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. So, Patty, here's a riddle.
Okay.
What happens when you take the fall season and you add it to the spring season? What do you get?
Fall into spring?
There you go. Circle gets the square.
All
it's
right.
The Indianland Fall Festival happening in the spring. It's called Fall into Spring. It's April the 17th and 18th. And we have Mike Neese joining us this morning. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. You're going to be in for a big weekend in the Panhandle.
No question about it. Everything starts today with our planning. And tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning, we have the first light of the day at 7:30 to 9 with Senator Johnson speaking. We have a couple ribbon cuttings. Then 3 o'clock, the Carolinas Chili Championship starts up. Folks from all over the country coming in. And then Saturday and Sunday, the makeup days for the Indianland Fall Festival.
Makeup days. So, wow. Talk about planning. This was all in play. Well, it was, I guess, projected to be in place for October. COVID knocked it out. So now you are actually taking two separate events and combining them for maximum input.
That's correct. It was a moving target, really, for the last 12 to 15 months with COVID and everything else. So as we saw the numbers starting to decrease, we really wanted to try to get our makeup date in for 2020. At the same time, it takes so much work and there's so many people involved. It just made sense to figure out a way to combine two major events in one weekend so that we could at least try to minimize our workload and our risk a little bit. So it's exciting. This will be the first time we've done the Chili Championship on a Friday night, but already got folks coming into town for it, and it'll be exciting to see. And then, obviously, the Fall Festival, which is our signature event each year, will be happening on Saturday and Sunday there.
And this is going to take place at the McClancy Corporate Headquarters there on Charlotte Highway?
Yeah, right there on 521, right above the schools.
So that's a change.
That is a change. So we've always had the Chili Championship at McClancy season. We're fortunate to have one of the biggest spice makers in the country right here in Indianland. So that was a logical fit for the championship. So when we decided to bring the Fall Festival in, it was easier to move all that over to McClancy seasoning there.
So again, you have the Chili Championship taking place the same time as the Fall Festival.
No, actually, on Friday night, there are two separate events.
Okay.
So on Friday night will be the Carolinas Chili Championship. That all wraps up. Then on Saturday and Sunday will be the actual Indianland Fall Festival. A lot of the cooks that participate on Friday night, we do have a second private event within the Fall Festival on Saturday, so there will be some chili cooking still going on Saturday, but it's two separate events, one weekend, one location to keep everything simple and organized there.
I love it. And before the chili event, you had mentioned something about
the Greater Indianland Chamber of Commerce each month has a first light, which is a networking and an informational meeting. That'll happen from 7:30 to 9 on Friday morning. Senator Johnson will be the keynote speaker. So we'll get to hear a little bit more what's going on in Columbia and how it affects Indianland. That happens, and then immediately following, we'll be having two ribbon cuttings for two brand-new businesses, Superior Mosquito Defense, as well as Yardograph. So we're packing a whole lot in one weekend here.
How many, what is it, eat your Wheaties? How many bowls of Wheaties have you had this morning? Because you're going to need a lot of energy to keep up with all the activities.
No question about it.
Fantastic.
Mike, why was it so important to still have both events in Indianland where you could have just continued to just hit pause and have done them in their typical season?
Great question. The Fall Festival's purpose is to promote Indianland, Lancaster County, its people, businesses, schools, and churches. And if we went a full 2 years without doing anything, one, we'd lose a lot of momentum. But two, we're proud of Indianland. A lot of folks don't realize, but just 18 years ago, we didn't even have a grocery store. Now, if we were a town, we'd be the eighth largest city in the state of South Carolina.
So unbelievable.
It's a way for us to really bring the community together. There's over 1,000 people between volunteers, sponsors, and different vendors that will be participating. So, we're excited. We've been locked up for over a year with COVID. It's time to get out and promote our community here.
I love that. Are some of the activities that we can expect on Saturday?
On Saturday, we got a lot of great music. The Comporium has been a great sponsor for years with the Fall Festival. So we've got the main music stage that will have music starting at 10 o'clock and going until 10 p.m. with a whole variety of different acts. We have the food court, so tons of food. We have the craft brew folks that will be there. Have over 100 art and craft folks. And this year's a little different with the kids' zones. In years past, we've had a lot of inflatables. With the public health issues and the extra precautions we're taking, we've kind of switched gears a little bit. We've got a lot of games. I'm a farmer. We're partisan to all the animals. So our farm zone, we're working with the FFA. So you're going to see a lot more activity with all the different animals there in the farm zone this year.
Oh, I love that.
The Indianland Animal Hospital has a farm zone offering baby calves, ducklings, piglets, rabbits, and more.
That's exactly right.
And Mike, if you can briefly speak on the COVID angle, what do folks need to remember when they come out to either of the events, the Chili Championship or the Indianland Fall Festival?
Obviously, it's a different time now. We've done a lot more things. Our vendors are spaced out more. Everything is open air this year on that. We've got tons of hand washing stations. We're encouraging masks. We're encouraging social distancing. But the biggest thing is, if you're high risk, if you're sick, have a fever, anything, stay home and we'll see you in the fall. But, you know, it's just there's a time and place, you know, for all of us to really promote the, the community. And we're excited about it. But at the same time, public health does come, number one with this event here.
Well, it should be a great weekend in the panhandle of Lancaster County. Friday night, again, you've got the
Carolinas Chili Championship.
Yep. Okay.
And what's exciting about that, this is one of the largest chili competitions on the East Coast. We've actually got the reigning world champion coming in. We've got folks coming in from 8 states outside of the Carolinas. And to put it in perspective, we need 120 judges just to judge all the different chilies there.
Holy smokes.
It's like what I'm accustomed to is a panel of
four.
Like 3 or 4.
Yeah, no kidding.
120 yeah. judges.
Wow. We need 120 judges. And our winners actually automatically qualify for the World Championships. So while we do have open competitions where a lot of the nonprofits can participate in that are not as serious, for folks that are driving halfway across the country, they take it very seriously. It's easy to judge because it's all personal preference. Mm-hmm. So you can't mess up as a judge, but at the same time, it's very serious to where we will make sure it's done right for those folks that are qualifying for the World Championships there.
And that's if folks want to participate in that, is there a cost to it or just come out and just?
Well, the entry fee for Friday night is $10 a person, and that does include unlimited sampling. So you'll easily get $10 worth of chili there on that. If you do want to be a judge, we do still have spots. Just go to CarolinasChiliChampionship.com, and there's a place to click on to be a judge if you want to try something new there. And then once you've had your fill of chili, you bring a bag chair, sit back, listen to some music, and recover for a little bit there.
But in terms of maybe being a chili cooker, that's already closed, right? Yeah, that window has closed.
We've already filled all the spots for this year.
Okay.
We'll be doing it again in the fall with the Chili Championship. So
that's exciting.
So that will be something you can jump in later there.
And again, the Indianland Fall Festival kicks off Saturday at 10 a.m. Mike Neese, boy.
I'm ready to go.
That's a busy part of Lancaster County. We already knew it for sure, but this was a great example of just what one weekend holds there. And the panhandle of Lancaster County. Mike, congratulations. Good job. Here's to a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing everybody on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Fantastic.